Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. Did you know that in 2010, Baltimore was given a gift from some good folks in Lithuania? If you've ever been to the Southeast Branch of the Pratt Library, you'll find a bust atop a stainless steel pole. You may have heard of the honoree, rock and roll Hall of Famer, and Baltimore native Frank Zappa. It's a bit of a story how Zappa ended up influencing Eastern Europe, why a country he never stepped foot in chose to commission not one, but two sculptures of him, and then send one to us. But let's jump in. Born in 1940 in Northwest Baltimore, Frank Zappa grew up to be an incredibly influential songwriter, composer, and producer. He released over 60 albums in his lifetime, first as a part of the band The Mothers of Invention, and then later as a solo artist. He was known for creating diverse sounds and mixing genres that made his music difficult to categorize. But before his rise to fame, he was, like many of you may have been, a kid in Baltimore playing with globs of mercury that his father brought home from work at the Aberdeen Proving Ground. That last part is hopefully not relatable, but Zappa did speak about spreading mercury over his bedroom floor and about how his health got better when he and his family moved to California in 1952. But he never forgot his hometown of Baltimore. He apparently loved crab cakes, was known to occasionally slip into a Baltimore accent, and in 1981 released the song What's New in Baltimore as a kind of tribute to our city. As well as being a talented musician, Zappa was also a champion of free speech and freedom of expression. He was one of the strongest opponents of parental advisory labels being placed on record albums, testifying against them in Congress in 1985. His anti-authoritarian and anti-censorship beliefs made him a popular artist in Eastern Europe as countries there were coming free of the Soviet Union's grip. He greatly influenced the underground music scene in multiple places under Soviet rule, to the point that in 1990, the president of Czechoslovakia, Václav Havel, invited Zappa to visit the country and advise the newly independent state on how to create free trade based on culture and tourism. Although Zappa made it to Czechoslovakia and to Hungary, he never set foot in Lithuania. But his strong Lithuanian fan base hailed him as an icon of their independence. As statues of Soviet leaders were torn down, people pondered who would replace them. And then a man named Saulius Paukštis stepped up, determined to honor his music and free speech hero, Frank Zappa. He and his friends raised money and convinced the city council of the capital, Vilnius, to erect a statue of Zappa. This process was seen as a test in the new country for freedom of thought and expression. The test succeeded. The statue, a bust of Zappa on a stainless steel pole, was unveiled in Vilnius in 1995. Zappa, however, never knew about this endeavor as he passed away from cancer 2 years before. But why do we have a replica of the statue in Baltimore? Well, Paukštis wanted to do it again, to commission another statue, this time as a gift to a city in Zappa's home country. Originally, he and his colleagues were thinking Los Angeles, where Zappa spent most of his life, but a Baltimorean and Zappa fan working in Vilnius at that time had another idea, Zappa's hometown. And with great fanfare in 2010, the sculpture was unveiled in front of the newest branch of the Pratt Library in Highlandtown. It's a fitting place, as Zappa's mother was a librarian, and Zappa himself was mostly self-taught in libraries. So the next time you're at the Highlandtown Pratt Library, or even if you need to make an excuse to get there, it's worth your time to head on down and pay tribute to the native Baltimorean who inspired so many around the world and see for yourself Baltimore's rock and roll icon in stainless steel on a pole and our little connection to Lithuania. For more information on the Frank Zappa statue, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute History videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.